What is up? Welcome to the Spoiler Kings movie review. My name is St. Kramer, and I am with Will, Peppa MD. How you doing, man? How was your 4th of July weekend?
I'm doing great. I spent it mostly indoors. Super loud, man. But where I'm at, it's nonstop. We're still going right now. How was your 4th of July?
Not as bad. I'm in the burbs, so it's not as bad as it is in the city. I remember living in the city, and holy crap, that was a crap show. But
still dealing with the mess.
Yeah, nah. my in-laws came over and they're like, "Oh yeah, they've been doing it for the past month." I was like, "Yep, I remember that. Living in the city." Because as soon as summer break happens, it's nonstop. To follow the question mark. Cool. Cool, man. You wanna watch this trailer?
Yeah, check it out.
All right, and then while the trailer's going, I'll read the synopsis came up with. So the Tomorrow War is about Dan Foster, who is played by Chris Pratt. He is a science teacher, army veteran, and a family man who happens to be drafted into a war that takes place 30 years into the future to fight a deadly invasion called the White Spikes. The White Spikes wiped out most of the human population in 30 years. The leader of the last humans happens to be Dan's daughter, Mary, which real good. I wasn't sure if her name is Mary or Murray. It's like Murray, M-U-R-I, Mary, which is played by Yuvin Starvosky. I forget. But the humans find a way to kill the male aliens, but they don't. Millions, but the females are a little harder to kill. So Murray and Dan get their hands on one of the females and find a way to make a new toxin that would kill everyone. But it is done in time to not save the future. So you think like the movie's already done, but it's not. And then the big finale ends where Dan gets sent back to his time. He builds a team to go defeat the aliens before they're even a threat, and he uses the toxin that him and his daughter made from the future. So this movie is not just about time traveling action, big explosion alien movie with cool CGI. They also try to squeeze in the theme of family in this one, which is kind of all over the place, man. It's a little bit of everything.
I know. I'm surprised Toretto didn't make an appearance, huh?
I know, right?
The word family.
What's up, Erica? Hype, love.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. It was like a family and this and that. But this was an Amazon Prime movie. So this came out. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can go on and watch it as part of your subscription. Really cool graphics. Real cool kind of everything going around. It, like I said, it's a little bit of everything, man. Time travel, you got war, you got aliens, you had the big family theme in it. It, I don't know. Well, we're gonna get into it. So we're gonna get into the stuff that we liked and didn't like about this movie. So tell us about a few things you liked or didn't like about it.
So for me, some things that I really, really liked were the aliens themselves. It looks really, really creative. I kind of got vibes off of like Aliens from the 1980s film, as well as like, I don't know, something out of Resident Evil or something. They're so fast. Yeah. They're like, you see, I feel like you can't defeat them, but they find a way in the movie, which is cool. They seem like really evolved chupacabras, in my opinion.
That's hilarious.
Very evolved chupacabras.
That's true.
I like them so much. I like that they're really smart. They are like team-oriented, right? They kind of play like wolves in a way.
They communicate, They communicate with each other.
They smell blood like a shark. They're really, really creative. Whoever put those things together, they have like tentacles that kind of remind me of Dr. Octopus. like when it opened up and like it looked like it was an eye almost. It's not an eye, but
that's what I thought it was at first. I thought it was like, oh, that's how they see, but I was like, no.
It could be. I mean, they're not really fully explained. Like, we don't even know as humans what they are.
They remind me of ID4. I'm not sure what ID4 is.
I'll just take you up on that. Sure. I don't know what that is either.
Independence Day 4? I'm not sure what ID4 is. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it is kind of like Independence Day with those big crazy tentacle thingies. It reminded me of like a character from like Final Fantasy kind of as well. You know, like a wolf kind of thing with the cool with the spikes head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That was ID4 Independence Day 4. They made 4 of them.
It can't be right. 4 Independence Days.
I know they made 2. But yeah. So what else? So you like the design of the aliens?
I like the aliens. Another thing that I kind of liked, was J.K. Simmons' role in this film. I know this touches on family and like sometimes you think you can't rely on family, but then like when all shit goes to hell, you got to reach out to them. I kind of like that sometimes, you know, family can dig you out of a hole even when you don't want them to, right? So like a couple times J.K. Simmons is a big help, as well as the future daughter.
That's funny, because J.K. Simmons is the Allstate guy, well, one of them.
Oh, he is, or, right?
Farmers, farm. I don't know, one of the insurance company ones. But yeah,
yeah.
But I liked. He was a pretty badass character in the film. You know, but oh man, what about some of the things you didn't like?
Things that I didn't like. Let's start off with one thing that I didn't like is the movie was too long. It was way too long for what was going on. We're kind of speaking to one of our nerd huddle boys, Alfredo, and he was like, man, this was 2 movies. Like, and I totally agree. This was like the Terminator, you know, like I've come back to, you know, save the future type thing, as well as like Aliens movie. You put those 2 things together and you get this one. And it's like, oh, your future's, you know, son, or in this case, daughter, Murray, you know, she's the one to kind of put everything in motion, which is cool. Cool.
Yeah. She was, I mean, some of the alien, I thought the way the aliens looked, the white spikes, they called, were super cool. The same with you. When I first saw them, I was like, oh, that's cool. And I like the way that they hid them, you know, the whole time until like they got a nice up close look at them. I'm like, ooh, that's pretty good looking. And they got like this weird face and they're all armored up kind of. So like, you can only shoot them in the neck or in the gut to kill him. So I'm like, that's kind of cool. The action was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. The CGI, it was like, I'm like, did Michael Bay, there was Michael Bay involved in this or something, or somebody who wants to be like Michael Bay?
CGI was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, the CGI was really, really kind of well done. I thought the acting was not bad. I mean, it's Chris Pratt. You know, he's not the worst by any means. He's been doing a lot more of these kind of like soldier kind of roles though, ever since he got Marvel fit, you know, it was like,
right.
And obviously there's a, you know, a shirtless Chris Pratt in the movie for some reason. I was like, I still remember when Chris Pratt was just this little fat doughboy, you know, like
on Parks and Rec. Yeah, I know. He had a little belly going on.
Oh yeah, man. He was a normal dude. And now, you know, he became Star-Lord and now he's got like 6 packs and big old huge muscles and shit.
Yep.
But so there was some of that. I kind of liked the story, but then it was also I didn't like the story. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it was just sometimes it was just too much. You know, it was like I'm like, but why are you doing this? But this, and it was just like I'm like, wait, what? It was like, what are you trying to do? Ah, man. But yeah, it was. Good ideas, and then I think, like you said, it really dragged on. Because I know one of our other guys, he wants to join us, and I don't think he might, but I don't think he will, because where he said he was in the movie, I'm like, oh, you're at where you think it's going to end. And then right. It goes on for another, like, 45 minutes. You know, so.
Yep.
You know, because this movie should be about an hour and a half, hour 45, you know, and I believe it's 2:19, I believe, somewhere around there, 2:15.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a long movie, you know, for something along this. But I didn't mind it too much. But by the end, I had a lot of questions, especially when Dan comes back from the future, you know, like the back of your back to the future, back from the future.
Right.
It's just he's I'm like, wait, but what, you know, it's just then that's for me, that's when it got even more weird. Mm-hmm. Is not when he was in the future, because they explained that, I thought, pretty well. There's still some parts where I'm like, but okay. Where I think everyone who got sent to the future were people that were going to already be dead by the time they were going to the future. So that makes sense, you know. And then everyone that was sent from the future to the present, they weren't born yet. So all the future people were super young, and all the old people were going get sent to the future.
With the exception of Murray, because she was born.
But she didn't go back. She stayed.
Oh, but she didn't go back. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All the people that went back to recruit people, they were all really, really young. And that's why they think they weren't born yet.
That bothered me. Seeing, I mean, nothing against people. I'm not ageist or anything, right? But it bothered me that, and I know the reason behind it too, but having the young soldiers leading everything, I was like, leaving it to that guy? This ball has just dropped yesterday. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, I know, right? But he just got a deep voice.
For real, man. These guys are not weathered. Like, I wish we had Marnon, and he would tell you, you know, like, you kind of have to get weathered down to know what's what. Like, so what's his name? The main character, Dan, right? He's got some history being in the military. He was military first. And then he did his time, right? And then he went to a role. I mean, he's always had like some kind of science background, but he went to a role of teaching biology, right? Yeah. And he was having like some kind of midlife crisis. And they kind of allude to, like, in the movie, it doesn't happen, but they talk about how he has problems with his wife and abandoning like his daughter and stuff like that. He was having some kind of internal struggles that they don't show here on the screen, but that's what I think happened is that he was on a road to disconnecting from his family. And so the thing that kept like holding him together was just being in the field as a soldier. So like when he tried to, you know, re-enlist or do something, they told him no. They're like, nah, you're just stay a biology teacher.
Yeah. No, I think he was trying to join some group where like a science group, I think. I don't know if it was for the military or not. Because they're like, you have the military experience, you have this, blah, 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 but you don't have, like, the private section experience. Yeah. Which he was like, I'm a teacher, you know. So I didn't get what the whole beginning was. I think he was trying to go for a different job, like, to be an actual scientist.
Okay.
And they turned him down in the beginning. But like, everything you said is you find out in the future. And that was a problem I had with it, was like, cool, your daughter from the future is telling you how you left her, you know, and how you died, basically, you know, how you left her, how you left your wife, how you left your kid behind, and how you died. But it's also like, but for me, it's like, but now it all changes. You know what I mean? It's like, because you, like, the future daughter never experienced her dad leaving to go to the future. So it was like, so now it's two different timelines. You know, you're running the whole freaking Marvel MCU, you know, timeline shit. So I was like, but, you know, it was like that. And that for me was a big issue, was like, she's like, oh, I need you to, the big, which another big one I had an issue with was, she's like, I need you to take this vial of the toxin that's going to save the world, right? But I need you to do it. And he's like, why? He goes, oh, because I can trust you. But you just said you can't trust him because he abandoned you. But now you're saying you can't trust him. I was like, And why would you give it to your father, who you know you're like, hey, I'm going to die, but take this and go save everyone else. Give it to somebody that you have no emotion connection with. It was like this, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I get why they do it because it's a movie, obviously, but also it's like, literally, there, you know, the guy dying from cancer, give it to him because he doesn't give two shits. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
So I'm right there with you. Yeah. But then also it's like, but now he doesn't want to let her die. But I'm like, but if you go back to the future or go back to the present, you're going to change her future. So she's never going to technically exist.
Yep.
So I'm like, what? This is the conflict that
comes into play when you try dealing with time travel. Mm-hmm. Already they were kind of doing a good job, you know, with the conflicts of the plot where they're like, yeah, we're going to make sure that no one's going to see their self, because that would create a crazy paradox within itself, right? So that was good. But then, yeah, you totally are hitting it right in the nail when you mentioned that about her not saving them. I know time is against them, right? That's sort of, I guess one reason or one card you could play as to why she didn't try to make the moves that she wanted her dad to make is he had something right on his wrist. Spoiler alert. Yeah. It's like a QB wrist, like playbook looking thing. Where that is what ties you to these, I forgot what they're called, man, but the two portals. Yep, the time portal. That's what makes you blink back, right?
Yeah.
And it's so funny, the irony, and I know you just pointed it out too, but the whole like different timelines and Chris Pratt coming from the Marvel universe, which we're about to have a multiverse very, very soon. In the very beginning, too, it's so funny when, you know, the people from the future come out and they pop out and everything. I thought those were like the TVA, by the way, the time police.
Yeah.
That's the exact vibe that I got. I was like, what? Like, oh, shit. Marvel's branching off.
First, they had the power glove.
The power glove.
Yeah.
90s.
Remember when I saw it? It reminded me of, have you ever seen Futurama?
Yeah.
They have the Futurama where Leela has the time, the big armor man. Erica said they could create time travel in the future, but didn't figure out about where the aliens came from. Yeah, that was one thing. I was like,
that was key.
You figured out time travel, but it took Chris Pratt's wife to figure out, well, maybe they were here before. It was like, are you freaking stupid? Like, all the greatest minds in the world in the 30 years from now and now, no one even thought they're like, oh, well, we saw it in Russia, but we didn't see any spaceship. So no one's like, well, maybe it was here before. It was just like, there were some parts of it that were just so, they were so nitpicky with certain parts. Like, oh, well, this is how we avoid the paradox. This is how we're going to do this. But then other parts, there's like, F it all. It's going out the window. We don't give a shit. kind of thing. It was like, yeah, it's like you figured out time travel, but you can't figure out where the aliens came from. And then you have time travel, and you're not giving the past certain information to help find a cure or help find them.
Yeah.
You know, because in the big thing, it was like, well, why don't they go back to the time when they first saw the aliens and stop them from arriving? And then that's when the guy's like, oh, it's like a river. And it flows together, so you can't bounce around. Blah blah blah. It's like we can't make more than one time machine right now. The kid about volcanoes, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that in a second because that was awesome. But so it kind of made sense. We're like, oh, we can't just go there because we don't have the resources in the future to make another time machine. Blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, but you have at least one, right?
Yeah.
So send them whatever information you have here where they have the manpower, you know, to do the research. And it just seemed like they were trying to fight like while being blindfolded and one arm tied behind their back. I was like, it just, I don't know,
there was levels to their struggles for sure. So yeah. Like the fact that you brought up how they finally, after all those years dealing with the white spikes, they were like, oh, we find out how to kill the males, but the females were still, you know, it's like they kind of try to do everything at once. And if you try to do a bunch of projects at once, you're going to fail at one of them. I think that's what kind of happened here is they try to cover all areas and time is against them in all this. So yeah. they mess up. But then again, you have a team of scientists, right? But the one kid who's obsessed with volcanoes figures out the source.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. It took a kid about volcanoes. But it was also like kind of silly. I was like, so a high school student who just has a passion for volcanoes knows this. And you're telling me like his daughter, who's MIT with 15 freaking PhDs, no one can figure out this. And it took the other guy it took Charlie looking at a piece of a claw under a microscope to figure out, like, I was like, why is everything so difficult when people are finding answers so easily?
Yeah.
That's my thing. Is like, what? It was a lot of foreshadowing. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. He was like into volcanoes, I was like, that's what they're gonna some they're gonna come from a volcano or something crazy. And but kind of.
So we don't know when they actually crash landed, right? We don't know that. They said something about
cancer, dude.
And something. What is it? 796 AD or something. When I don't know what the glaciers were forming, and they were like, I think that's the missing part of information that's, I guess, important is where do they come from? Do we know that yet? No, right?
I don't think we still know.
No. It sounds like they're kind of setting up for like a prequel or something, or maybe they could talk about that in the next movie if they decide to do a sequel. But that's
it, could be
that's it what I kind of saw,
yeah. Yeah, because they find out it was in Russia, and then they find out like with the volcano kid and why there's ash, blah blah blah. That
from Beijing,
was it Beijing? It
was Beijing, yeah. Which is the weird thing, and that still didn't like get cleared up for me in the movie. How did the Beijing, I don't know, what do you call that stuff, debris from the volcano, end up in Russia?
The volcano. What's up, Fredo?
So I'm listening to you guys, and they made it seem that where they came from, they're on a ship. It was storage. They were shipping that ship somewhere else. It just happened to crash land there on Earth.
Yeah.
And it was covered. So that's when they decided, this is a storage ship, a storage container. It's not supposed to be here. And like, then why did it land? Well, it seemed like it crashed because of the angle or whatever they said.
They were like upside down.
Down. It was because remember they had a perfect pentagon shape, which is like a perfect pentagon in history of pentagons shape to go into the ship.
Yeah.
So they end up saying, you know, they're making this. Oh, it was a storage container that was just passing through, and it just happened to crash here.
Right,
so that's where they came from. It was too much for me to type out, so I just
But I was like, that's where they came from on Earth, but we still don't know where they came from in general. Because like, did they crash in Earth because they were just passing through, or did they crash on Earth because they were landing? They're gonna land there, but that's why the volcano became an issue, was with the wind and stuff like that. All the way back then, played a big role, you know. And they believe like it could have pushed through or something like that. So that's how it traveled, was because it was before the glaciers were even formed.
Right.
That's how they got that.
They kind of hinted that with the volcano, with the ash, around the time of dinosaurs, when it covered the Earth, because that's when it had most snow, there was nothing. So they kind of hinted towards that direction. And as far as I remember, because I just saw it like last night, that was when they said that. I'm like, all right, okay, let's put it all together now, you know. Yeah. And that's when they said, it was a lot of volcanic ash. I guess the ship went through one part of the Earth and just crashed, but it was apparently supposed to be passing through. They just, you know, one of the pilots got too many shots in her system and just fucking went down.
Well, that's what they think. You know, it wasn't supposed to land, but there's no way of knowing because it did crash. But also they said it was cargo, but it was also like, well, or are they weapons? Because that was the one thing I'm like, oh, there's the prequel.
Oh,
you know, it's like, oh, is it planet wiping weapons, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, because do whoever the aliens that own the cargo of the white spikes, they might have how to kill them instantly, you know. So it's like, hey, we can wipe everyone out, kill these things, and then now that's our place.
I could see they could only be in a prequel if there was a second queen on that ship that escaped.
Because it has to be more than one queen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So why would it be a prequel if we already know the ending? Because if the ending had a loose end, like a queen escaped or whatever in the mountains, or there's a second ship, I could see a prequel happening. And then they could open that up. But the way they ended it was just two movie into one kind of thing. Yeah. So you got the beginning, how they get it. Oh, we got the mother. Yay. So it's not like Starship Troopers where they got the main alien, the female, and then we could figure out what kind of weapons we could build for them. But they caught the main one. Now let's try to figure out where they came from. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a prequel with the movie itself.
Kind of. Well, they can. I think they can easily go sequel route with this too. By the people that crash landed there were just supposed to drop off the cargo and let them kill all life. You know, so the people, so they can come back and like, hey, we sent somebody to kill you. You know, a couple thousand years ago, that never happened. You know, so we're gonna send some more. You know, and then
there goes the sequel. There was food. They use the humans for food.
They used everything. They were the park. They're chasing the horses.
Yeah, killed the zebras. The horses. Yeah.
Yeah, down the beaches. So they were anything that had blood, which they never explained. Because Will said that too. When J.K. Simmons cut his hand, which is the worst place to cut. Why? That's the worst place. It's like, oh, I need to show them blood. Yeah. It was like, that's so stupid. It's like, now you can't grab anything. You can't do anything.
It was like right here, not across so the palm.
It was like right here. I was like, man, just do the back of your forearm. Because then, like, that's not going to bother you.
I doubt he went to medical school. They try to make him a badass in that.
He movie, was. Yeah, so. I mean, he kind of was, you know, because he set up that little decoy, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. There was a lot of badasses there. You know, Chris Pratt all of a sudden hits the fucking queen with a jet ski and then rides at its back while it slices its throat. Yeah. Spoiler warning. I don't know how this whole thing starts. So, I'm like, come on, really? So
that's why I think this movie started off as a good sci-fi movie, had good ways to cover up its tracks of why it's doing what it's doing. By the end, like what Fredo was just saying, it became like a Fast and Furious shit where they're jumping into to things and things are flying everywhere. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, big explosion. So I'm like, so if you could have done it with a big explosion, why did you decide to go in there and just shoot like
bullets? What? Shoot ammo. They could have just napalm, and that would have ended the movie.
First scene. So they get into the spaceship and they find all these like eggs, right? Like all there, and they walk in and it's like one room with all of them, and you have the big one, and then the little ones on the side. Why do you decide to go after the little ones on the side? Kill the big one first. Even if you don't know that's the queen. That's the big one.
I told Kramer that, not you, Brian, the other Kramer. I told Brian that. I'm like, dude, why are they fucking hitting the little ones? The queen's right there. Knock that bitch out first. And then worry about everybody else. That's it. So it's...
But that's a problem I think this whole story had was when the queen woke up from when they were in the future still with him and his daughter, with Dan and Mary, I don't know fucking name. Mm-hmm. And the queen wakes up. There's like, Chris Pratt's like, oh, let's kill her. No, we don't have any time. Let's go. I was like, you don't have any time to go. Like, what are you talking about? You know where its weak spots at. It's in chains. You know, I was like, Chris Pratt killed one with an axe earlier. You have guns. Like, get a freaking shotgun done, you know. And then another thing is like, you have a toxin to kill males, right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, it killed all the males. Then use it. Majority of them are males.
Yeah.
Like, everyone attacking you right now in the middle of this ocean is males. Use it. Like, What? It just doesn't, that, like, that's when it started getting really, really kind of like, no, like, I'm like, kill the queen. No, we don't have any time. Just kill the queen. No. I was like, what are you talking about? It's a time traveling movie. You have nothing but time.
You know the direction I thought this movie was going? So they kind of made the queen and all the males seem like a beehive, right? And if you know anything about bees, you know that if you want your male bees to do something, right? Let's say you're trying to move a beehive or you're trying to repurpose a beehive somewhere else or transport it, you grab the queen and the males will follow, right? Which they kind of use that mechanic in the movie, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I was hoping they would have grabbed the queen, kidnapped her, throw her in a volcano.
That's what I thought.
Males follow. Boom.
That's exactly what me and my girlfriend were watching, that's exactly what we were thinking. We're like, oh, they're going to hang her above like a volcano and they're all going to jump to their deaths kind of shit.
That's where I saw it going. But then
I did too. I'm like, that's how they're going to tie in volcanoes.
right.
But yeah, that kind of thing is, that's why I was like, it went like crazy scenarios that had easy solutions this whole movie. And it was just like the whole blood thing. Like, I don't ever remember. I'm like, oh, you just find out they're attracted to blood the last 5 minutes of the movie. I'm like, okay.
And imagine you take that out, right? There's no other, and the scene with the dad, right? There's no other reason to use that part of the story. It's useless.
Yeah.
The only purpose of mentioning the fact that they're attracted to the blood like sharks is just for the redirect for when Mama starts running at the dad. Or no, he starts running at Chris Pratt. Down and out on his back, so he's not going to defend well. So then the dad's like, oh, come to me instead. Which he cuts in the weird place and, all that jazz.
Yeah.
A lot of conflicting points with plot. I think that's where the downfall of this movie was.
Yeah, because it was like, don't even say you had a toxin that killed just the males. Just don't. Why? Yeah. Because now you're telling me that majority of these aliens are males, and you have a weapon that kills majority of the aliens. Then use it. What the hell, man? Like,
there's no time. Run.
Yeah. Like, there's no time. There's like, at one point, do you like? Oh, we have it. That should be like your primary weapon. Is like. Because if you can take out 9 out of 10 of the soldiers or the aliens and you're just left with just the queen, and then it's just you versus the queen at that point. You know, I was like, that sounds like an easy solution to beating these things.
Right.
Okay. But it was like, no, it's all trash. It only works 99% of the time. I was like, what are you talking about? It's like, I thought, and they even kind of did that when she was making the... and it kept saying like it was 37% bond, 80% bond. I was like, 80%, that's good enough.
That is.
Like, what are you talking about? Like,
it's a B. It's a B in school, bro. Come on.
Yeah, that also can save a 500,000 humans that are left on the planet. 80%? Yeah. Okay, like, what do you like?
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was. Oh man. But then the thing was, I'm like, when she first said like we don't know where they came from. Like, they just showed up in Russia. I was like, oh, well, they were from the Earth or something like that.
Right.
So, I don't know. Any last, like, things that you liked or that bothered you or you really did like? Before we go on to our review.
I guess something that really stood out to me is the fact that 9 times out of 10 in this movie, every time you look at Chris Pratt's face, it looks like he just farted and he's trying to guess who else did it. He has that face. Yeah. Just look for that face and that'll kind of just pass the time. Yes, there you go.
he has the pursed lips. He's like,
just like, and he's trying to like pass it off to somebody else. Yeah, just look for that. Nothing else.
That's just Chris Pratt. All right, man. You want to do our reviews?
Yes. Let's break it down. So the way we review these movies are we either rate it, watch it now, you watch it later, or you watch it never. If you watch it now, that means drop everything and go to see this film or else you're going to miss out. Later means, it's not priority. You can catch it on the fly. And never means don't even give it a chance. What'd you think about it, man?
All right. So for me, I got to give it a later. It was a fun movie. Very, very high action. Good graphics. A decent story. But you're not going to miss it. It didn't change the genre, I thought. Anything, you know, any time travel stuff didn't change. You know, it was just kind of a basic kind of idea behind it all. But definitely a later. I think you'll have fun with it at home on a weekend. What about you? What you think about it?
I think Tomorrow War was a pretty great film. I also agree with you on the fact that we should watch it later, only for the fact that, just like the movie from last week, a lot of craziness going on, but to digest it all, and it's not. Take your time with this film. You can even watch it in parts because I feel like it's a part one and part two. But definitely a watch later for me, just for the fact that they kind of messed up a little bit of the sci-fi. That's it.
Yeah,
for me.
They did. So it looks like Alfredo also agreeing with us later. He was waiting for VHS. Be waiting forever for that one, man. Yeah, it was definitely a later movie. Because I think, like you said, now is like something that if you're going to miss out on, you're not really missing out on anything crazy. You know, it's not changing the genre. You know, that's what I thought, you know.
Right.
Good ideas, kind of, it needed better execution. It wasn't poor execution, but it just needed better execution. So we got on Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter was 53%, which is considered rotten. Just under, I believe it. I think 60 is the point. But the audience score is 82%, which is not too bad.
Well.
Yeah. So some of the critics' reviews, we have table. Christopher Lloyd from the film Yap. This is a big, energetic sci-fi action flick that eschews metaphysical complications about the time travel in favor of a whole lot of blowing up buggy aliens. It's true. We got Drew from Giant Freaking Robot said the Tomorrow War is a big lazy Sunday movie on TNT energy. That is not a compliment, which is very true. I forgot who I was watching TNT. Where they said. I believe it might have been Tyson Magnus, I believe his name is, on YouTube. He's like, this feels like a movie that was supposed to be on basic cable that had a very good budget. And I'm like, yes, yes. He goes, this is like one of those FX movies, that belongs out. Which kind of, it fits on Amazon, I think. Fred said, too much for 2 hours.
Yeah, you got to cut it down, for sure.
Yeah. I think it could be two movies. So Linda from Movies and Shakers, Chris Pratt is a likable character, and we were drawn in wanting to see where he and this was going. But at well over 2 hours, we wish we could have saved the time traveling through this film a little quicker. Yeah. Yeah. And then one more, just Adam from the arts desk. The Tomorrow War isn't a disaster, but could have been a lot more, which I agree. I agree. I think it could. They would have done a little bit more fixing the little holes in the plot. This movie could have definitely been like a now, watch it now. But I think the holes in the plot make you sit there and question the movie too much and really pulls you out of the movie. You know what I mean?
That's
how I kind of feel. We're like somewhere like Marvel, because obviously Marvel's kind of the big one right now dealing with time travel and time paradoxes and all this crazy shit, timelines. And I think they have it down where, like, listen, this is the general idea and blah, 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 where Hulk is explaining to, like, Ant-Man and I forgot in Endgame. And where and Ant-Man was basically like, so Back to the Future is a bunch of bullshit? Yes. Boom. That's all you need to know. Like, they summed up time travel in, like, one quick conversation. Done. Let's get back to the action. That's how it should be done with some of these movies. Like, they gave us good premises in the beginning where they figured out why people are going. And then, but then they just went really stupid with skipping over things and I don't know.
It had potential. It had so much potential to really like they were gonna top Aliens in my opinion. If they would have had a more structured like plot, they would have been up there with Aliens, which is amazing film. They would have been up there with Terminator because I kind of got Terminator vibes off of this too.
Yeah,
they would have like how you said, like changed the game for the genres and really like had its own painted area. But nah, it fell short a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, which kind of sucks. I mean, it was still a fun. I thought it was a fun movie. The action was really well done. CGI was really well done. The way the white spikes looked, that's honestly one of my favorite, like, aliens probably in the last 20 years. You know, I can't remember the last time they had a really cool looking alien. You know what I mean? Even the humanoid people, the ones carrying the aliens. They were in the spaceship hanging upside down. Mm. They looked kind of familiar. They looked like a Star Trek-y, Star Wars kind of character. They were like all like frozen though, but it was kind of cool, you know. And I wonder if that's where they go with a sequel later or a prequel, you know, maybe, you know, like these are like, you know, planet taking over alien race kind of stuff. And the white spikes are their weapons. Yeah, it had a lot of potential to be a great alien movie and then turn into a weird sci-fi movie, which kind of is always the downfall with these sci-fi movies.
Now, with that being said, if let's say this movie, right, or the creators of this movie wanted to redeem themselves, which direction should they go first? Since the fans are kind of liking this on Rotten Tomatoes, they got that 80-some percent, which way should they go, do you think? Should they go the sequel route? Or should they go the prequel route?
I would go sequel route. Yeah, because I think there's more to do. There's more to do in a sequel than a prequel. Because a prequel, like even like when Fredo was on and he was saying, he's like, you already kind of did the prequel stuff in part of the movie where you're like, oh, these are where they're from. They're from the spaceship, blah blah blah. From you know what. 2,000 years ago at this point or whatever it is. So it's like, okay. But I think if they can set up more of, like, who the bad guys really are.
Yeah.
If they can set up, like, cool, the white spikes were just the weapons, but here's the guys pulling the trigger. That would be pretty cool. And then go back and do a prequel. Because then you could do a spinoff and stuff like that, which I know, you know, film companies are always looking to try to do. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, how can we really cash in on it? So I don't know. What about you? You want to see prequel or sequel first if they do something like that?
I want to see a sequel. I agree. They could make some interesting things happen for a prequel. I mean, look at Star Wars. They've done it too many times where they made prequels just exist out of nowhere. So I could see them doing more like how you said with a sequel. So I want to see what happens after the fact. Does you know Dan start loving his wife more? Does he start connecting with his daughter? Like, he's there with them now. He has his family with him. I want to see what happens after. That's the kind of cliffhanger that I'm kind of living for right now.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go super nerdy, geeky right now. And do it. So in Dragon Ball Z, there's a character named Trunks, which is Vegeta's son. Right? I don't know if that's a spoiler. It's been out forever. So Trunks is Vegeta's son, but it's also his son from a different timeline. Oof. But he keeps coming to the past to help out these guys to make sure his future doesn't happen. But his future always gets jacked up because even in the new one. So I wouldn't mind seeing something like that where like that future lives on. So maybe Mary lives because now all the aliens are gone. So she just fell into water instead of a pile of aliens, you know, but now there's a new thing. So she comes back, you know, from the future again. And like, now we have these things, you know, or now the real bad guys are here. That would be pretty cool. I could see that being pretty, pretty cool where they do a Dragon Ball Z Trunks kind of style. Where like she just keeps coming back from the future because things keep getting jacked up, you know, and only Dan can save them kind of style. That'd be cool. But that's getting a little too meta and nerdy for for fans. Freya said, "What if there was a second ship? What if it was meant to be a complete annihilation? Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why it's like maybe that second shift, you know. Yeah, I can see that. That would be awesome. But man, yeah, man, I that'd be cool, because I want to know more about the guys who were carrying, who were like the cargo, you know, who were traveling with these guys, you know, because these things were just the weapons. I want to see the brains behind it. I want to see the people pulling the trigger kind of style thing. I think that would be an interesting story.
See how evolved they are.
Nice. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Any last thoughts or ideas for the Tomorrow War?
Nah, just catch you later from me. That's it.
Yeah. Would you have gone seen this in the theaters?
Ooh, that is actually a really good question. I saw this at home on Amazon Prime. But if I had the option to see it in the theaters, damn, man, I want to say yeah. I'm kind of a sucker for, like, good CGI and the action scenes. Like, this really did it. And I'm trying to think or imagine on the big screen how this would have all looked. Awesome. Maybe this would have, like, swayed me more and made me forget about the plot holes. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Big thing. That was one thing I was thinking. I was like, maybe I would have enjoyed this more on the big screen, you know, with like really good audio, because I know Fredo said there was like some audio issues.
Surround
he was
having, sound.
You know, nice surround sound, big old, you know, 4K, 8K picture, you know, Dolby Digital kind of stuff. That would have maybe did better. But we got it on Amazon, which is not too bad. Marvin said, great movie, just finished it. I think we're ending our podcast pretty soon, man. They first blamed China. They first blamed Russia. Well, I don't know if they really blamed China, because the volcano was in China. It was a volcano based in China, but it was Russia. But if you also two countries that America is not fond of right now, so
we're always pointing the finger towards them, right? China and Russia. Yeah,
that's wrong. Fucked up, bro. great movie. Yeah. That's why I was coming. Yeah, man. So real quick, Martin, before we get off, would you want to watch it? Would you tell people to watch it now, later, or never? What's your quick thing? So now is, you got to watch it right now. You're missing out later. You know, save it for the weekend. Save it for when you have some extra time. And never means you don't want to ruin your brain cells with this one.
As you as well, and the viewers, if you guys want to let us know in the comments, let us know. We'd love to hear everything you got to say about the movies as much as we like to talk about them.
Yeah,
let us know. Share the stream. If you're seeing us live, we love you. If you're not, that's cool too. But
if you're watching this on replay, you know, make sure you subscribe, and then you can come watch us live and be part of the show, because you see we pop everyone up on screen with their comments and stuff like that. So. But as Martin gives us his quick review, I want to say thanks to everybody joining in. Erica, Alfredo, Martin coming in last minute, letting us know he said great movie. So as we wait for that, we'll do our ending real quick. So the Spoiler Kings are part of the Nerd Huddle Podcast Network. So tomorrow we got the Panda and Grizzly show, and they are talking about some more training camps and stuff like that. Training camp breaks, and they're gonna do all that breakdown for it. The Chicago Bears and all their news, because there's a bunch of stuff going on in Chicago. And then Wednesday's the Dynasty Pylon, which Martin is part of. They're gonna do a redraft league, so a standard redraft league. So if you want to get your practice in for some draft for fantasy football, that's the one you want to check out. Thursdays, Did We Just Become Best Friends? And we are breaking down Loki episode 5 and whatever else kind of like BS was going on. That's, if you guys haven't been watching that one, that's been such a fun show. It's just a bunch of guys talking about Loki, and then we talk about a bunch of other like random junk before we get into that. It's so fun because it's just the hangout kind of show. Sunday, we got the Morning Spike, and we're going to start getting into all your fantasy football stuff, man. It looks good. All that good stuff. Oh, was I looking at the wrong one? Oh, no. The Dynasty Pylon is doing AFC South. Excuse me about that.
There you go.
AFC South. And then next week, the Spoiler Kings right here every Monday, we're going to do Black Widow. the return of the MCU in theaters. Ooh, man, we've been waiting forever for this one, Black Widow. And already I hear good things about it. I cannot wait. Yes. I am so hyped to hear about just to see the MCU on theaters again. See, we got Oli, Black Widow. Black Widow is next week. She said, yay.
Stay tuned. We're going to watch that.
Erica said, come hang out on Twitch. Yeah, we're on Twitch as well.
Yeah.
We got our cool kitty one. You guys are going Thursday to go see it in theater?
Hell yeah.
I'm debating whether if I should go see it in theaters or not, because I just haven't had anything I wanted to go. This one I might, because I've seen every MCU movie in the theaters. So let's see. One last breakdown for Dynasty Pylon. Yep, and then we're doing all kinds of fancy football stuff. Yes, man, I can't wait. It's going to be all fancy football stuff. But Martin is giving the Tomorrow War a now, because I think it's a good movie at your earliest convenience to watch it. It's nice to see those type of time jump movies, and it's original. It is very original. I'll give it that. Yes, very original. It's taking different ideas from different movies, like you were saying, like a little bit of Aliens, a little bit of Terminator, a little bit of family kind of, you know, Fast and Furious craziness. This is a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I was watching for Dom. Like I was trying to see if he was an extra or something.
he was one of the eight. He was one of the guys frozen that drove the aliens to the Earth.
Dude. Oh boy.
So, you want to stay on and BS for a little bit after the show?
Oh yeah.
All right. Cool, guys. Thank you all for watching. If you're watching live, hang out and check us out on the post show. We'll probably stay live for a few minutes. I want to talk about some random stupid stuff. But cool. We will all thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Later.